this is our
song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
When you drink and drive, you are not only risk losing your license, but also lives. Picture this. One bad night, one bad choice could end someone's life. Even your own. No one deserves a crash or a DUI, but you could lose everything. Your future, your friends, and your family. Here's what you can do instead. Before going out, make sure you have a sober ride. Save a taxi number on your phone. Or plan ahead with a friend who stays sober. And if you see someone about to drunk drive...
No!
It's better to make an awkward phone call than make a tragic one. And remember, take care of yourself and each other. Don't drink and drive. For a free sober ride or to learn more, visit madd.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 23rd, the Black History Month film series has its final showing at 6 p.m. in the Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, Chuck's Comedy Club has Jonathan Van Hellem at 9 p.m. in the waterfront at Hunt Union. On Tuesday, February 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening at the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Bello, everybody. Wow, I just got startled. These headphones are really loud. Hi, guys. How's it going? My name is NJ. This is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink, and I'm here every Monday at 3. Happy Monday. Today has not been a very happy Monday, I will say. Today has been a very evil Monday, but that's okay. We're here. My obligations are almost complete, and then I will be free, hopefully. It's just been evil. The weather's kind of evil. I had class, and then a break, and then more class. And then I met with my friend, which was fun, and now I'm here, and then I'm going to a job obligation in like an hour. And then tomorrow's busy too, but then it's okay. We don't have a blizzard here, which is sad. I wish we did, because then I feel like things would be canceled, and that would be nice. But alas, here we are. How is everybody doing today? Energy is not high. Let me lock in. I just had a dirty chai, like a chai with an espresso shot in it, and it was okay. Last time I got it, I got like a medium. This time I got a small, and I think the medium has the better ratio of like espresso shot to the rest of it being chai. I think it was a little too like intense, you know. So I think I know for next time that I have to get a medium if I want to get myself another chai with espresso in it. My mother texted me Let's see what she has to say. Oh, she said, wow, you sound down. Okay, let's get the vibes up, everybody. Let's get the vibes up. I know exactly what song will do it. Okay. So, usually I have a mission every show. This show, I actually don't. I was like, let me just wing it, because I've always wanted to do a show where I just wing it. And I haven't yet. And I didn't have anything planned for today, and so here I am, winging it. And, okay, we're getting the vibes up. I have two songs in the queue. We're gonna just dive right in, I guess, to get the vibes up. And I hope you guys enjoy. We're starting with one of the best songs in the world. You'll see.
Affirmations are our positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome. When you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts, so repeat after me. Come on, everyone. There is no one better to be than myself.
There is no one better to be than myself.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
My feelings matter.
My feelings matter.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I choose to feel happy.
I choose to feel happy.
My family loves me so much.
My family loves me so much.
I care about others.
I care about others.
I learn from my mistakes.
I learn from my mistakes.
Affirmations are fun and cool. They help us heal and they help us grow. If you love to learn and want to keep feeling good, let's say some more. Follow me, let's go.
I am responsible.
I am responsible.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I'm surrounded by love.
I'm surrounded by love.
Every problem has an answer.
Every problem has an answer.
I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I control my own happiness.
I control my own happiness.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day. Affirmations.
Yeah, in the place to be. Chipmunks on the MIC. Witch Doctor.
Everybody, can they do it?
Yeah.
So yeah, the vibes are up now. We just listened to Alvin and the Chipmunks and their rendition of Witch Doctor, which is one of my favorite songs. I don't know if, well, one of my favorite hype songs. I think it just hits different. So that's really cool. And prior to that was the affirmation song by Snoop Dogg and Doggyland. Who is Doggyland? Let's investigate. Oh, we're not. Hello? We're investigating. Is it like is the doggy part to have to do with Snoop Dogg? I'd assume so. Is a 3D animated series created by Snoop Dogg. Okay. Oh, Snoop Dogg, October London, and Claude Brooks. Period. So it's just dogs in, that live in a vibrant world where they sing. Fun and educational songs that teach learning and cognitive fundamentals aimed at preschoolers, toddlers, and kids of all ages around the world. And here I am playing it on my show. Awesome. Kitchen Sink has no age limit. Vibes are up, though. So, yeah. Today we're winging it. I have four other songs that I want to play, but if anyone wants to call in and suggest things or text in if we're pals like that, let me know. I could play some tunes for you guys. I know most of my family is in the middle of a blizzard, so that's kind of cool. Happy snow day to my parents and to everyone back at home, probably. We had a snow day. It was our first day of school, and it was pretty great. It was fun. But today, I don't know. It's kind of evil. The snow is not covering the ground. Like, the ground is just wet, but it's still snowing, and it's still windy, and walking up here to this building was pretty evil. The wind was, like, blowing in my face. So that wasn't epic, but that's okay, because I made it. And now hopefully when I walk back to my dorm, the wind is helping me get there and not blowing in my face. So we'll see. I'm like looking. There's a table and there's a flyer on it. And oh, it's a film festival at Foothills. That's kind of cool. March 6th and 7th, 6-7 weekend coming up soon. Oh my God, I just realized. Guys, I'm going. Oh, okay. Okay, we have some fun. Okay, we have some really fun song suggestions coming in. We'll put them in the queue. But I just kind of like remembered I'm going to a concert this weekend and I'm super excited. I also get to go home, which is probably actually more exciting than the concert, if I'm being honest. I get to see my dog and my family, of course, and that's very exciting stuff. But I'm going to see Conan Gray, which is really cool. He's my goat. That's literally my goat. Conan Gray is literally my goat. I did some misclicking. I love him so much, and I'm so excited to see him. My one thing, though, like, it's like a stadium kind of concert, and I went to one. I went to see Hozier at Madison Square Garden, and I've been to, like, three or four, maybe even more than that, just, like, standing room only kind of, like, general admission, stand and watch someone on a stage kind of concerts. And I think I like those so much more than a stadium concert. I don't know. I feel like it's more personal. And then I'm standing, so I could do a little jig if I want to. You know, which I love to do a little jig. So yeah, jigging is fun. But I'm excited. I still don't know what to wear. This is the issue. So, like, his most recent album is kind of, like, the album cover is like him in like a little sailor costume. And I think that's kind of what his outfits on stage are. And I don't own anything that gives that vibe at all. And I don't really want to give that vibe personally. So I'm trying to figure out what to wear. But I think I've I figured it out. I have like a red shirt and then a blue striped sweater that I think I'm going to wear. But then pants, I don't know. It's going to be cold. You know, I'm really excited for the travel there. It's in Long Island. It's on Long Island. But like my cousin that I'm going with goes to Purchase, which is like 40 minutes from the venue, which is perfect. And then my other cousin, who's also going to this concert, is we're going to try to coordinate so that we can all get there together. And it's going to be so fun and exciting. And I hope the car ride is super epic and cool. And I hope the concert is epic and cool. Ah, yes. Oh my goodness. I should stop looking at my phone because people keep texting me because they're listening and I'm getting distracted. But I'm excited. It'll be super fun. And yes, concert this weekend. It also means I get to miss one of my classes, which is kind of exciting. Because then I get to go home. I'm actually kind of really excited to drive home too. I feel like that will just feel so freeing. I'm trapped. Help. Just kidding, guys. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, we're going to stick with the hype vibes. And we're gonna play another hypey song since that's where we ended off. And then we'll make our way into some other stuff. But we're going to start with Who Let the Dogs Out. Shout out to my Aunt Allie, who requested the song. I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was nice, the party was bumping.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Until the fellas started name calling.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Bash coffee, get back, you play invest in mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah. Yippee-yi-yo.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
yippee-yi-yo.
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Put a woman in front and a man behind. A woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, my doggy is cutting if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your phone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
My doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your phone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Coffee, bash coffee, get back, you play invest in mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking to the prison, Digimon is picking them down. Me and my white socks, short dealing, can't see color. Any caliber do, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I'll be hanging with you.
Said she seemed like such a perfect 10. Asked me when I was gonna take her home to Cleveland. She was just your type, dark hair with the green brown eyes. Real smart, she cleaned up nice. Asked me why, said if you really need a reason. Well, I was looking for a girl that's fine. If I drive a Civic and she does not mind, riding in it with the windows down, cranking Steve Winwood loud next to me. For a girl who sees past blown speakers and a broke AC, in a two-seater with a quarter million miles on. And she was looking for that Range Rover.
Range Rover.
Take a seat.
Range Rover. Well, I should have known when she was searching for designer homes, a custom kitchen with the Viking stove, and saving pictures on that big iPhone. You know the one.
And she hated beer.
She didn't catch a college game all year. And she was way too into my career.
She tried to pick the single and it all came clear.
That I was looking for a girl, that's fine. If I drive a Civic and she does not mind. Riding in it with the windows down. Cranking Steve Winwood loud next to me. For a girl who sees past blown speakers and a broke AC in a two-seater with a quarter million miles on the motor.
You know what she was looking for?
Pretty good.
She was looking for that Range Rover.
Why, yes, she was looking for that Range Rover. We just heard Range Rover by Ben Rector, Stephen Day, and Jordan. I don't know how to say his last name. It's like Search without the Y or without the H, but instead there's a Y. Anyways, I know that song. Interesting. Prior to that was Your Friend's Not Mine by Charlie Berg, My Goat. And prior to that was Who Let the Dogs Out, of course. Period. Hi, my name's NJ. This is The Kitchen Sink, in case you're new. We're winging it today. Oh, I wonder if I could play a song about chickens. Let me see. Are there any good chicken songs? Are there any good or bird songs in general? Because it's winging it, you know? Oh my God. Wings. Cape Cod has really good wings. And I hope I get to go eat Cape Cod wings this summer. Okay, speaking of the summer. So, like, I'm, like, graduating this year. I'm trying to figure out what the heck to do. I have, like, grad school lined up for January, but there's a whole... Will I? Won't I? I keep going back and forth. Today, in one of my classes, we talked about cardiac rehab. I'm going, right now I'm in a program, like I got into the program, I haven't started it yet, for physical therapy. But we did like cardiac rehab today in one of my classes, and I was like, oh, what if I become a clinical exercise physiologist and I do cardiac rehab instead? Then I'm also like, is the school that I got into the school that I want to go to? It's a whole thing, right? So, like, I'm trying to figure out what to do with my summer and, like, I guess my fall as well, because grad school will start in January. And I found a website that is reputable, even though my parents think that it's gonna, I don't know, steal my identity or whatever. But it has, like, all these cool jobs, like, by state parks or, like, at, like, hotels by state parks or like lodges by state parks or in state parks themselves or just like cool outdoorsy locations. And like they post their summer jobs there. And like most of the time they provide housing at like a really cheap cost or it's free and it's like included. And I'm like, huh, what if I like go somewhere fun and spend my summer in the mountains? And I was just looking at one, which this is not in the mountains, but this is kind of close to home and also kind of cool. There's like jobs at the Tanglewood, like summer camp, which is like a big, like, I think the Boston Symphony Orchestra or it's like the Boston Conservatory or something. They have like this big summer camp at Tanglewood and like there's jobs at Tanglewood and they'd pay me and I could sleep there, and I feel like that could be really cool. But I don't know. We'll see. Why did that come up? What was I talking about? Oh, yes. Wings. Chicken Truck. I have to look into this. There's a song called Chicken Truck that my aunt sent me because I asked about songs about chickens. Chicken Truck. And there's Chicken Fried too, which is a really good song that I really love. Let's see if this song is clean. Oh, it started playing. You know what? Let's just go for it.
Well, it was morning when I left Alabama. It must have been around in mid-July. I got behind the chicken truck from Georgia. Something keeps on messing up my windshield. And the farther I go, the harder it gets to see. Chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65. Well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's just slowing me down when I need to keep going. Chicken truck.
Chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Touch of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
thank God for my life and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio love. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's a little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio love. Sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Party in the evening, baby. So let me fly just like a rocket. Fly so high where I need to come down for oxygen. Cause once we started, baby, ain't no stopping then. Cause I just wanna live my life and party. All I want is to be free and rock my body. And I'm around the world and I wanna live my life. And
Samba master, 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 master. Who shouts out from my ghetto blaster, 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 blaster. You dance fast, but I dance faster, 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 faster.
You too slow, you need to catch up. You can dance and dance.
Wow. That was kind of magical. Thank you, Cody. We just listened to Hot Wings from Rio, which is a movie that I don't think I've actually seen. But that was lit. And I think if I was a bird, like, I would be listening to that as a bird, of course. Yeah. Or maybe I would be performing that as a bird. Yes. Awesome. And then we had Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band and Chicken Truck by John Anderson, which was fun. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the Do You Know Any Songs About Chickens? I didn't think I'd get so much audience participation, yet here we are. I have two more songs that I want to play, so we'll play them sometime in the next 10 minutes. What was I going to talk about? I don't know. I think I got cut off while I was trying to see the lyrics to Chicken Truck and it just started playing. I don't know, guys. It's already been a week and it's Monday, but it's okay. We're here and we're having fun. My next song that I have is Maine by, okay, is it Noah Kahan? Like, do we pronounce it as two syllables or some people just say Noah Kahan. Like, they just condense it. But is which way is right. Because it's spelled like Kahan, but people say Noah Kahan. Like, they just make it one syllable. So how does he say it? That's what I want to know. Once I was somewhere, and I know this girl named Juliana, and like someone was like, is it Juliana or Juliana? Because she says Juliana, but then like, I don't know. But then she was like, how does your mom say it? And like, yeah. So I wonder how Noah Kahan's mom says his name. I guess it's his last name though. So maybe it's his dad. How does his dad say it? And then how, okay, anyways, I could go down the whole ancestral tree and see how his great, great grandparents say it. But yeah, I won't. But the song that I'm going to play is Maine because of my whole, am I going away this summer? I want to go to National Park so bad. I didn't know Acadia National Park is in Maine, and that's probably like the most accessible national park from New York. It's either that or like the Shenandoah Mountains, which is, I'm also kind of planning on going. Shout out to my cousin James, who lives like an hour from Shenandoah National Park. Maybe we'll link this summer. but I could also go to Acadia. I don't know. It would be so fun. I need to see mountains and trees. I need mountains and trees ASAP, please. I need the weather to be nice so it's like okay to go do mountains and trees. But I also learned today that like we have an outdoor programs office, I think is what it's called. And like they just have snowshoes that you can rent, I think for free. Maybe it's expensive. No, I don't think it's expensive. It's probably like $10. And like it says like snowshoeing at college camp from 8 to 4 every day. What? So maybe I'll snowshoe and that's how I'll get my nature fix. I don't know. I feel like I got a nature fix this weekend, did I? No, I went out and I spent time by myself. I went thrifting. And okay, well, thrifting, I don't know. To me, it was thrifting because it was used clothes. But to some people's, like, or to some people, it would be, like, too expensive to be deemed as thrifting, which is valid. But I was looking for pants because I need new pants that are, like, exercise professional, whatever that means. Because all I have is jeans and leggings and, like, my brother's old sweatpants that really don't fit me, but I still wear them. But it was really fun, and I think I tried on half the store in, like, this tiny little fitting room with hooks that weren't really that big. It was kind of a disaster while I was in there, but it's okay. I came out of it alive and stronger than before. So anyways, I'm going to play Maine by Noah Kahan, whatever, however you say it. And then there's another song that's going to play after that, and then I'll say my closing remarks. But I hope you enjoy.
Change, was your soul rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space
asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. A boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just a lack of an open mouth, 'cause this town's just an ocean now. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star. They make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. I wanna go to Maine. Yeah, I miss this place, your head and your heart. My dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they make me a star. They make me a star. Once you've had your change of heart, 'cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach, State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, 'cause this town's just an ocean now.
Sky.
Okay, Bello, that what we just heard was The Kite by Louisa Marion. What a beautiful name. And what a beautiful song. Oh my God, I heard it and I was like, I need to learn this. So maybe one day I will, when I maybe have more time to play my violin. But thank you to everyone who tuned in today. Thank you for winging it with me. Thank you for all of the audience participation. So much fun. Yeah, I'll see you guys all next week. I'll tell you guys about my concert that I went to, and we'll also be celebrating my mom's birthday. Yay! It should be really fun, and it's going to be super epic, and I hope everyone has a great week, and I hope those of you that are blizzarding stay safe and warm, and those of you that are not blizzarding also stay safe and warm, and yeah, I guess I'll catch you guys next week or before then. Not before then on the radio, but before then in life. Okay, yeah. Farewell, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Love ya.
To come home to, when darkness falls, you are my rose and hollyhock to deck these halls. When I take a look around me, you are the prince, you found me, and I may as well stop searching for love. Just
says I'm old, but I'm not dead. Rice wine, lime flavored legs, passing down a sit-in driveway. Clad in leopard clutch, the banister.
Toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Hi, we're James.
And Mary.
We've been retired for 15 years and never been busier.
Life's tight, but we eat right by making whole grain sandwiches and chopped veggies.
We're heading out to our grandkids' soccer game, so prepping meals saves us time and money and makes lunch easy to pack.